should have something before we start. Members, first of all, I would like to declare the meeting open, and I would like to apologize for the chairperson for not being with us today because she has been requested by the office of the speaker to be part of the meeting with the delegation from Singapore. So that is why she's not amongst us today. Our agenda is that short before us. Today we are supposed to adopt the set of minutes that we have. It was our agreement on the last meeting. And then I was talking to the secretary on my left to say that I think she should have been updated this agenda because we have got an item on the program of the bill that is before us, that is the Housing Development Agency. But now she hasn't done so. So I would like the members to accept, I would request the members to accept that we deal with that. More especially that on our last meeting, we have agreed that the management committee should meet prior to the committee meeting on Tuesday. And I wish to report to this committee meeting, to this committee, that yesterday the management committee met and they looked at the minutes, and secondly, this program, it was introduced by the secretary section, secretary section, parliament. So that is why I'm asking the committee to accept that we deal with, we will also handle the matter of the program of the bill. Thank you. Do we have any suggestion that you accept it?
Yes, proposal, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Singh. The seconder? Thanks. Let's continue with the program. So we have done the opening already, and then we have to get our apologies, and then we continue with our program. Do we have any apologies, Secretary, in front of us?
Apology for Ms. Chikunga and Ms. Shima.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think we can proceed now with the... I would suggest that, let's start with the bill, program of the bill, so that we release the department, because I could see we have got members from the department to start to get our program, how we are going to... They are not going to participate, they are not going to give us anything, they just come to listen, to my understanding. But I think the secretary will clarify that.
There is a proposed program that was circulated to everybody about the bill. If you can turn to page 2. Thank you.
Can I just read it? What a special the purpose. I think it is important that we all understand we are in one path. This is the proposed program, and we have been looking at it yesterday, and it has been, we have been assisted by the committee section and the office of the chairperson, Mr. Dodge. So the subject is the bill referred to Portfolio Committee on Housing, which is the Housing Development Agency Bill. The purpose of this bill is to provide information on how the Portfolio Committee on Housing can process the bill to be able to meet the set deadline. Background: the Housing Development Agency Bill, Bill 1 of 2008, has been proposed as a Section 76 bill and was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Housing on Friday, that is the 8th February 2008. The initial tagging is Section 76. The bill met the deadline set by Parliament for the executive to table bills in Parliament. Therefore, Parliament should finalize the bill by the 27th of June. To be able to meet the deadline, the bill should be with the NCOP on May 9. Parliamentary progress, that's what we are about today. In terms of scheduling of committee meetings, the Portfolio Committee on Housing meets on Wednesdays. If the committee utilizes Wednesdays and Fridays, it may finalize the bill on the 21st of March before we go for a constituency period. This will allow the NCOP to follow the six-week cycle, as this is a Section 76 bill. Please find the proposed program for the PC on housing. That is the draft program. So our draft program is as follows. On the 20th, on February, next week, Wednesday, we are supposed to be starting with the bill. The department is going to brief the Portfolio Committee on this bill here in Parliament, which means that if we had something to do on that day, we have to look at it, how are we going to manipulate that one. And then it means if we agree today, if we agree today that we start on Wednesday next week, it means the secretary should take out the advert on the 16th, weekend of 16th. So deadline for submissions from the stakeholders will be, anyone who would like to comment will be on the 28th of February. And then by Tuesday and Wednesday, Friday, that is 4, 5, and 7th March, I don't know, oh, the public hearing, will be embarked on the public hearing process. 4th March is on Tuesday, political approval required, which means we'll see, because we have got this lot of our committee, management committee meeting, so we can see if we can, we do agree, we can fit it. And then we know that it takes 3 to 5 days of public hearing, but here they're suggesting that we take 3 days. And then Wednesday, the 12th, informal consideration or deliberations on input received from the public by the committee. On the 14th of March, informal consideration, discussing clause by clause of the bill. Then on the 19th, formal consideration. Friday, 21st is not a public holiday. Yeah, on March. It's a public holiday, so we need to, these people who are doing this draft, they didn't look at that one. But we'll see. Then it will be the consideration of the amendment list and amendment bill by the committee If the bill is amended, then adoption of the report on the bill. That is the program before us, proposed program before us. So can we engage members?
Anything?
Chairperson, thank you. I'm a little bit concerned. We had this pretty much, not the program in such detail, but in terms of the deadlines, was tabled yesterday at the Management Committee meeting. The chairperson made it very clear to the committee section that they need to relook at it and that they need to look at an extension of time because we also have the budget vote coming. And as you can see by the program worked out by the committee section, they've allowed for nothing else but this bill over the next month or so. I don't see any change in terms of the recommendation from the chairperson yesterday that they relook at the program, that they ask for an extension of time, and that clearly that we would not be able to meet the deadline as requested by the department. So nothing seems to have changed, even though the chairperson formally asked them to relook at it, taking into consideration the other work that we've got to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sain. I think, just to put it correctly, it was not exactly the chairperson's it's from the briefing we received from the committee section. We all took that, we all agreed that really we don't have time. We'll need the extension of time because we've got a lot to do. We're not focusing on the bill alone as the committee. We know that we are going to have these briefings. I mean, next week, the Minister of the Treasury is going to do budget speech, and we are going to engage now on the public hearings for department budget vote. So I think we need to agree on this committee, as the committee now. At least, how would we like to see the extension going about? To go as far as how far our the extension, because we need to because we've agreed with the management committee on that one.
Well, Chair, if I may, I mean, you actually agreed with what I said. The committee section, together with obviously Kodiswa and the chairperson, need to look at when it's going to be convenient for the department after the budget speech to make a presentation to the committee. And that needs to be factored into this program, which means some of the dates that's been allowed here for the bill, well, we will have to deal with other matters as well. And based on the other issues, we will then see how much we go into the next term. It's difficult for me, obviously, to say, but like I say, this for the rest of this term, according to this program, it looks like we'll just be dealing with the bill. And if I then make the state chairperson, I'm also not sure why we would need 3 days for public hearings. Although the fourth is still questionable. I would imagine it's not a very difficult bill or a technical bill. It's the setting up of an agency, and I would have thought that one full day for public hearings would probably be enough. I may be wrong. I don't know.
Can we get feeling of the other members? But I wanted to raise the point of the briefing by the department. I think if we don't allow that that session to begin, we'll be having pressure. We'll be putting pressure on ourselves. I don't know how to understand it. But if we can allow the 20th at least to, we stick to that 20th on the briefing by the department, so that we get enough time as the committee to look at the bill. Because if we don't allow that process to start, and then we can see the other areas, so that we get enough time. But I wanted to get from the members what are their views. Do you have something to say?
Yeah, I agree with you. Thanks. I agree with that we start on Wednesday, on the 20th, so that we can digest it and start deliberating on it on our own as the committee. I think the earlier the better for us. It's quite right by saying that we are going to have pressure, elections and all that stuff. So we don't have much time.
Yeah. Chair, I fully agree we need to start the process. You know, I'm not saying we must stop the process. I agree we should get the department to brief us, and we should also confirm a date for the submissions to be made and a date for the public hearing. So the process must start and continue. All I'm saying is somewhere in between, there's other things that are going to take place. So I'm very much in favor of the briefing. Let's agree on a date for the closing date for the submissions. Let's agree on a 1 or 2 days for the public hearing. My proposal is that we set aside 1 day. Thank you.
So are we agreeing that you get full day? Public hearing. Whether we finish at 9 p.m. We must be committed to that, because it will depend to the people who are coming.
Is it the 20th? No. Yes. Are you now on Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday?
Yes.
No, it can't be late on Friday. We'll have a problem then on Friday. Yes, we can have full days on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but Friday we'll be having a problem really.
No, the chairperson is going to look at that together. At least Friday is off. Okay, we'll see. In fact, I think we'll look at the submissions that we have, and then we can take 1.5 days. As Mr. Stein has proposed, that it doesn't matter if we'll take 2 days. So we'll look at the submissions that we are having.
Something came to my mind. Why don't we revert to, or go back to, Tuesday instead of the Wednesday on the 20th, around 10 with the department? Do we have anything next week Tuesday pertaining this issue of this housing development agents?
What are your reasons for the 20th?
So that we can have ample pension.
Okay, fine. You are suggesting the
19th. Yeah.
What's the reason? The reason is because on the 20th we are having that we have the budget speech. At the same time, there is that possibility that we go to death. So members are suggesting that we meet on Tuesday at 10. Okay. So do you all agree? Mr. Stein, do you have something?
Yes, Chairperson, I don't really mind if it's on the 19th. The only thing is, I think we need to determine whether we're going to have 1 day or 1.5 days for the public hearings, because that must go into the advertisement.
Yes.
So we need to fix that. And it looks, according to the advertisement is going out this coming weekend.
Let's agree on 2 days. Yeah. So that you don't put much pressure on us.
So which is
Tuesday and Wednesday? Thanks. Thank you very much for the progress, which means the others will follow. We'll work out together with the chairperson the other processes. That's what we have agreed upon. If I'm coaching you, otherwise I'm subject to correction.
Thank you.
The date we have agreed upon, those deadlines for the 28th.
I will agree on that.
Submissions for the various stakeholders, or...
Yeah.
We are agreeing on this one. Because we are starting the process as it is at the beginning. So we allow that you continue with the advertisements and the submissions on the 28th. Oh, we've got an advert, a copy of an advert in front of us. This one. Advertisement for public hearings on a housing development agency bill, Bill 1 of 2008. The Portfolio Committee on Housing has decided to consider the bill mentioned above. All interested individuals and organizations are invited to submit a written presentation, which must reach the committee on or before the deadline date, which is Thursday, 28 February 2008. Public hearings will be held in Parliament on 4 and 5. So let's delete 7. The bill, amongst other issues, seeks to establish the Housing Development Agency to provide for its functions and powers to provide for matters connected with him. Members of the public and stakeholders who wish to serve the code of the bill may contact the nearest government center or find the bill on parliamentary website. All written submissions and inquiries may be forwarded to the committee secretary, Ms. Cordis Ocasio, on these numbers or email issued by Ms. Beth A. Goda, Federer, MP and chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Housing. That's the proposed advertisement. Are we accepting it? Or is this something?
Okay, can I propose just one or two small changes? I propose that we say to submit, I invite it to submit, what do we say, written submission, which we already have submitted. I suppose we can leave it, but then we say which must reach the committee on or before 1600 hours on Thursday the 28th of February. So let's give it a time which is normally the closing of the business day. Then I also want to propose, so this has obviously been taken from the general type of aid that go out. Now normally with other bills there's a lot of issues. In this instance it's actually just the establishment of the development agency, its functions and powers and so on. So I propose that we say the bill seeks to and leave out amongst other issues, because there's not really many other issues in this. Then one last thing, Chairperson, perhaps we should also give members or the public the opportunity to obtain a copy of the bill from the committee secretary. We say they must go to the government printers, they must go on the parliamentary website, but perhaps they should also be able to, we can also say they can obtain it from the committee secretary. It just makes it a lot easier for people to have access to it.
Okay. You say government printers or find the bill on the parliamentary website?
Or from the committee secretary.
They get it from the parliamentary website. Is it wrong? Because it's parliamentary website, now we want to change and all the signatures.
No, I don't think that there's nothing wrong with that, but we need to allow other people who have got no access to the website so they can get it fed to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because some use the faxes of the this. Yeah, I think we have done with this one. So you are released. Members, we can continue now with our minutes.
Colifa, is there echo in the room?
Yeah,
On the minutes of the 15th August 2007, where we had the briefing on rental housing amendment by the Department of the State Law, yeah, the Department. I think the process that we can follow here, because I think these amendments, we are all aware of them, because we have passed the bill already. So if there's something that needs to be looked at, I think there's nothing. Because that was the briefing, and we have dealt with the briefing. And then we can go on the briefing same day by on the social housing here. Can we have a look on that one? But I think it's still the same, but we need to get the deliberation by the committee. The committee welcomes both legislation and the briefing. The committee will proceed with the rental housing amendment. The social housing bill would need further engagement by the department, and it would take a process of public hearing because it was introduced. It was introduced for the first time. Correction of our colleagues. Introduced for the first time.
So do we need to
accept the minutes, to adopt these minutes of the 15th August. Ubo sasikhulume ngabo. Thina sasikhona. Masifumane izandla. Amamusa uya adopta. Usekenda u... Mpena. And then the minutes of November, 6th November, where we have the briefing by the minister on the entry gateway process. I think this one we have to look at it because those were the discussions and the preparation. We have to look thoroughly. So I can just read so that we make life easy for the members. The Chairperson welcomes everyone. Sixth November. The Chairperson welcomes everyone present. She informed the committee that due to time frame, the minister would not be doing justice to dealing with two items as it was initially arranged. The committee then agreed that the minister then focus on the understanding by certain provinces. The briefing on the progress made on the second one was the briefing on the progress made on M2 Gateway was then postponed until further notice. Written by the Department of Housing.
Sorry, I'm going to go back to rectify or what?
No, I think because I'm reading it, so we'll be able to identify those errors. That is why I said reading will make it easier for us. Yeah. So I was here. The briefing on the progress made on H2A was then postponed until further notice. Briefing by the Department on Housing on understanding by certain provinces. The minister informed the committee that she received a document containing shocking news on expenditure patterns in the beginning of October 2007. Consequently to that, she then called an urgently next meeting where it was agreed that there must be ways to resolve the situation. Mr. Daraju, DDG for Finance, briefed the committee on the understanding on the understanding of the department. He informed the committee that the department had only spent 35% of 8.2 billion on building of houses. The SNK had spent only 26% out of its 1.5 billion housing allocation. Free State had spent 59% and Limpopo had spent 55% of their budget. Western Cape and Gauteng had overspent their budget. Northern Cape was announced as the province that was doing well. It had spent its funding by the end of December. It had a backlog of 30,000 units. The minister and the department acknowledged that. The minister informed the committee that more funding would be given to the Northern Cape province to deal with backlog with their partner, APSA, and to start building for the future. Northwest was announced as ahead of spending and among the best performers. Mr. Labantu gave reasons for understanding as follows. Imagine contractors were underperforming, municipal procurement delays in approval processes and on the non-availability of beneficiaries, local authorities did not stay in sight, and system-related problems with process of payment. He said, I informed the committee that the steps the department had taken to manage understanding as follows. In MINLEC meeting, discussed performance of provinces, resolved to reallocate funds from underperforming provinces to provinces able to use funds, resolved to effect adjustments to reduce the same cape allocation by 443 million. Funds would be then reallocated to Gauteng, Northern Cape, Western Cape, KwaZulu-Natal. The department had also introduced delivery support measures, heightened project delivery support to enhance the performance of provinces against housing delivery goals, dedicated branch to provide or facilitate delivery process support, deployment of project management teams in provinces as prioritized, quarterly provincial visits for monitoring purposes. minimum optimal scale of projects, at least 500 units. Upscale the application of improved delivery processing best practice, prevent future delivery under performance. Minister informed.
Sorry for the interruption, but can we, when you've done a section, can we maybe then correct or approve that before you continue?
No, it's fine.
I think I support what Mr. Strain is saying, because I'm worried about funds which were reallocated. Here, sorry, Chairman, they said from the SNTB we took 443 million and reallocated to Gauteng, Northern Cape, Western Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal. But when I count, when I make my own counting, it gives me 543 million. That's one part, and then second, I don't know where the other 100 million comes from. As I said from the beginning, when you open your opening and welcome, when you said, when I was actually requesting that we, can we say something about the grammar? When I go back to page 2, on the opening and welcome, I'm subject to be corrected. There you say the chairperson welcome everyone present, present. She informed the committee that due to time frame, the minister would not be doing justice to dealing with two items.
I would like to confirm the committee that honorable member that is requesting to go and see the doctor, so we are released.
Chair, I was suggesting, why don't you, instead of two, say in dealing with something. Maybe I sound in English, but that, I feel that's the proper way to say in, not to dealing with something. I wonder if you are on the same.
No, I can say it's either we say not be doing justice to deal with two items or in dealing with it. It's fine. Yeah. To deal with two items, as it was.
Dealing.
Deal. Yes. Deal. Okay. Oh, okay. God, we are okay.
So those are my two. As I said, I'm supporting what Mr. Fain is saying, because we're going to go through and then forget other issues.
Okay, fine. Do we have anything on page 3? Well, that's for the funding issue. And then you say anything else? Nothing. Can continue.
Mr. Chase? Yeah. Chase, Mabena raised it, and I raised it yesterday, that Koliswa actually double-checked that figure of 443 million. Because like he said, the fund that reallocated adds up to 553. But only mention is made of 443 that's taken back from state province.
Yeah, I don't understand, because yesterday we dealt with this. And we should find the very same problem we dealt with. It means it was a fruitless exercise that we did. Can you get an explanation why was this not? Let's start from this one, because it means we'll get all the same. Why was it not?
According to the presentation that I received, but we don't have the three now.
So it means I have to take a responsibility with the chairperson to double check this figure. It means we got wrong numbers even from the department itself. Okay, let's continue.
I just want to know, if that's the case, then what are we going to do with this minutes? Are we going to approve them, or what are we going to do?
I don't think we can approve them, but we'll see. Chairperson,
I was going to say, if as management we did this minutes yesterday, are we not supposed to be reading the corrected lesson today? Are you with me?
Chair, just so that we don't, sit here week after week with minutes, if we've gone through it and we've corrected certain things, but there's one or two items that we're unsure of, I'm going to propose that we then approve it subject to the chairperson.
Okay.
You know, double checking a figure or something like that, just so.
Mama has raised something. I'm not against it, but you know, we are human. Human error is there. But I'm not saying we can. Because now, the national secretary is not ready. He's not done the homework seemingly. So we don't have any information that is corrected in front of us. Unless members would remember where. But for the benefit of those members, we're not part of the management committee. So they have to be in power with us. Let's continue. Where we page 3. Comments and questions raised by the committee. The committee welcomed and briefing by the minister and the department. It was pleased to hear that projects would be dealing from beneficiaries as it was going to fast track the delivery of houses. The combining of emerging contractors with the established ones was also seen as the step forward for the department. The committee felt that despite the improvements, the department presented before the joint budget committee was not good.
We made a correction there yesterday because I've got it written down here. And the committee felt that despite the improvement of the department, its appearance before the joint budget committee was not good.
The improvements the department presented. The department presentation before the joint budget was not, what you could say, was not satisfactory. Was not satisfactory because I was part of that meeting. Most of the members were there. The joint budget was not satisfied. Was very much unhappy. Do you remember?
So I think this point, you cannot leave this point because
it is a comment from what the department is presenting to us. Now we are commenting back as the committee. But what we have observed was that even on ourselves, we have observed that it was not satisfactory what they were presenting before the joint budget committee. I don't know. That's a presentation. The committee felt that despite the improvements made by the department, the committee observed that the presentation before the joint budget was very much unsatisfactory. I don't know. How is that for that one?
I have a suggestion. Let's leave the sentence as it is. I don't see any problem with just talking big English. To me, it does give sense. The person will understand what's happening here. The department presented and the joint committee felt this presentation is not good.
The construction here is not correct. The meaning may be correct, but the construction of the wording here is not correct. If you read it correctly here, you would not understand.
That is why I am saying, because here the minister was presenting the expenditure pattern of the department. And here now, the department is presenting. In fact, even they are honest here in this presentation. Now the joint budget, the housing committee is responding to what has been presented by the department, and they also add to ensure that they agree with the statement to say there are these provinces that have not sent well. So you say, you agree to say, even though you also agree that there are improvements on the side of the work of the department, but you have also observed as the committee that during the appearance of the portfolio of the housing department to the joint budget, the presentation was very much unsatisfactory.
Yeah, let me agree with the changes that you made earlier on. That makes sense. It's simple, it's straightforward English.
Okay.
Sure, I'd like to make a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
We start it this way. That despite the department's improvements, its presentation before the Joint Budget Committee was not, and you can choose, satisfactory, acceptable, something.
Yeah, its presentation before Joint Budget was not satisfactory, yeah. Thank you. Let's head on. The committee appealed with the minister to prioritize the emergency projects, especially flexible remedial work, as it was promised to the beneficiaries that by December 2007 they would be housed. A question was raised as to when where the project managers would resume their duties as they were needed urgently, especially for the projects in the Eastern Cape. The committee also insisted that those project managers need to be stationed in Visho, but where projects are. The committee mentioned that
the amount of money.
The committee also insisted that those project managers need not be stationed in Visho, but where projects are. The committee mentioned that the amount of money spent does not correspond with units built. The committee asked the minister what was she doing about the people who were hiring out or selling, let's say renting, not hiring, who were renting out or selling their construction development program houses. Okay.
Chair, if we go back to the last paragraph on page 3,
mm-hmm.
The question was raised as to when the word were deleted yesterday, as to when the project managers would resume their duties. So we take out the word were. And then I suggest on page 4, where we talk stationed in Visho, but where projects are located, we insert the word located.
Where projects are located.
And then the committee asked the minister what she was doing.
What?
She was, instead of what was she, what she was doing.
Let's proceed. The minister
further comment, the minister informed the committee that. Okay.
In the correction, the committee asked the minister what she was doing about the people. What was she doing? The she cannot come before the what. The what cannot come before the she.
What?
It is correct the way it is written.
What she was doing about. What was she doing?
The minister informed the committee that the department had the project rapid delivery system that would employ these project managers and place them according to process. There would be a housing development agency that would assist in enhancing government delivery of housing. She informed the committee that she had visited UT during presidential Mbizo, where there were 100 vacant houses. Beneficiaries were missing. Some houses were used as shed-ins, some rented out, and others sold very cheap compared to the money that the department spent on building. The minister congratulated the committee for the good work and for assisting the department in building two houses in Flagstaff. She also said that the department has spent 99% of its budget due to frequent monitoring by committee. I think this one, there was a comment here yesterday to say it doesn't fit this side. We get the understanding of the department, and then this side, so we needed to look at that one. Nothing. Can get one.
Oh, you're welcome. Mr. Lavena? Let's go back again. On the same page, the minister's further comments. There would be a housing delivery agency that would assist in enhancing government's delivery of houses. I was suggesting that we say there would be a housing development agency that would assist in enhancing government's housing delivery. Government housing delivery.
I think we're done with this, this meeting. With the amendment can we adopt them because we have agreed that we are going to adopt these minutes with amendments subject that the person and the secretary would sit together and make some corrections. Can we get a mover? Yeah, I think this one is going to assist us as well, but that you are going to assist us. Sit down together with us. Because this we have been given mandate by the committee to say we get the correct version. So thank you very much for this information. We are going to sit together with the secretary and the chairperson. Thank you. Well,
I also a mover. Check. Before moving, I can't remember. I don't know whether did the minister respond to the question which was raised. I think there was a response, if I'm correct. I don't know. I tend to be correct. There is a response to the question of the higher or the actual ranking or leasing of houses and selling of houses at a cheaper price. Because she didn't mention that houses are sold at a cheaper price.
Yeah, that is a response, but it's not directly. The minister is also agreeing with the members because the members have raised this issue, but now she's also agreeing that she has also observed that in UD these houses have been sold on with a cheap prices, and they are also used as shipping. But she has not responded of what she is doing according to the minister. But the people who are there can also ask us that what was the response from the minister? What was she doing? Because the question was saying, what was she doing about that? So if there was no response, so it means there was no response. The only response is that the minister agreed with the committee members.
Then we need to hear
comment.
Yeah, on the paragraph to say she informed committee that she visited you during their presentation in Biswa, they were 100,000 and she blah blah blah. Stop there. Then we should, it cannot continue and say some houses were used as shipping. It should also mention that she further informed the committee that some houses were even used as shebeen. Because if you leave it like that, it does not really give a response from the minister.
I would request a mover and a second for this minute. Second. Can we carry on with the minutes of the 7th? It was the briefing by the stakeholders. It has a very up now, yes, because it was one seven. But it was a certain thing, just to brief you, it was a question of the banana. Yesterday we met and we made some corrections. Now we are finding the very same corrections that have not been dealt with. Now it gives us a problem now. But we'll hope to discuss that after the meeting. Let's carry on. The meeting by briefing by the various stakeholders and the National Department of Housing. On what? People's housing. So. Here, I don't think. Can you just go straight to the committee resolution? The committee having listened to Ujani Fund and the rest, it recommended that the SAHPF and FEDUPO FEDUP to withdraw from the process for the sake of progress. A third party should be appointed to lead the project and to account to the National Department of Housing. National Department, Provincial Health Department, and the City of Cape Town need to give solutions and report to the community in 2008. Yeah. Can we move this? Because as in down that one. How about your corner? What's next? Please. Mama Dan. Honorable member. Moving. Second. November. 13th. November. Half of us. Briefing by the Department on Housing, of Housing. Briefing by the Department of Housing on Tubelita's new, there's something missing here. On Tubelita's new mandate, structure and capacity at provincial and national. At provincially and national.
Not provincial and national.
I think. And national. Level. Responses from the department of the human committee. The committee was concerned about the shortage of human capital, especially at local and provincial spheres of the the shortage of skilled personnel. The committee asked Verica to give detailed number of staff retained and those who have left. The issue of the areas of stress was raised as it was not clear and areas were not identified. A concern was also raised about the broad mandate that Verica had with the fear that it would lose focus. Uh-huh. Is there any comment here on this paragraph? Nothing. The committee asked the department why provincial representatives were not in attendance because they were the ones who would have answered questions on provincial matters. The question was raised about why Verica had only 8 satellite offices. What about the other provinces? Or what about other provinces? The committee emphasized that in the next meeting with Verica, CEO must lead the delegation. The committee has shown interest on knowing who the acting CEO was and whether she was nominated for the job. Responses from the department. Mr. Ndabandi CDG informed the committee that in 2006, the department has submitted funding application for Verica at Treasury, seeking for additional funds to deal with the shortage of skills. At that time, they were using what was available. He committed to the committee that in future, Verica will bring relevant people to the meeting. Mr. Kotwana DG informed the committee that they were unable to secure funds for the people living in areas of distress, but provinces were expected to look at the matter. He said that local and provincial authorities do not want to make use of emergency funding. He said Verica was a company in transit. The capacity that the department was building within Verica was for the new housing development agency. That was still going to be formed as Section 22 company. Verica has 8 satellite offices provincially, with Northern Cape and Free State serving an office. The board of directors resigned due to challenges within Verica and Normandy. The CEO also resigned and went along with experience. Officials. The new board of directors were people with housing background and experience. Ms. Salome Singani, CEO of NHSC, was the acting chairperson of the board, who is not remunerated by Verica, but seconded from NHSC. In this paragraph, is there anything to correct?
No.
Nothing? The committee inquired why Verica was given a new mandate, whereas it was failing, especially in provinces. The committee was also interested to know whether Verica was succeeding in its recruitment and whether the committee could assist in recommending. Conference were also requested from Verica to unblock projects and also to finalize other projects. The committee wanted to know when the Lengula project started. The committee wanted to know whether the department was intending to start something new and dissolve Verica. The committee was also interested to know the office base of Verica. Responses from the department and Verica, Mr. Kandi Sigau disagreed with the committee and he said that Verica was not failing any province. In Mount Elis and Mount Frey, the ball was with the province, The Matatele issue was not cleared due to the demarcation, whether it was falling under KwaZulu-Natal or Eastern Cape, but they were ready to start. He said that they managed to meet deadlines and meet on monthly with all regional managers. The DG informed the committee that a directorate within the department was asked to sort graduates from the list that was on the president's office. In mega projects, human capital was added and time frames were critical due to inadequate capacity. engineers and technical staff were appointed to help in Zanemvula and L2 Gateway projects. He informed the committee that Zanemvula started long ago and was doing well. The committee recommended that Tulelisha must account before the committee on issues of funding and projects to provide status reports in provinces, to provide key performance areas and key performance indicators, to provide information on agreements that Tulelisha had with or on agreements that Tulelisha had with the National Department of Housing, clear financial accounting report.
Chair, I think I'm going back to what the chairperson said yesterday about the DDGs and the DGs. Mr. Zabantu, DDG, Mr. Kotwani, DG. I think she said that she should refer them as DG Kotwani, if I don't misconstrue, or DDG Zabantu. You can have Mr. Zabantu, DDG, or maybe you can put it in brackets.
It's not Mr. is a doctor. It's a qualified doctor. I think you should be given a qualified is a doctor.
Did I not say DC Dr. Kosan?
No, you can say Dr. Kosan, isn't it? And then Kosan and you come on by the name of the project.
What did you mean that you call?
No.
No, the doctor is saying he's the DC. His designation is DG. Yeah. So that is what we are supposed to. Again, say Valelele. Valelele. You are not portfolio to go DG. So it must Valelele Bange.
I don't know whether I'm wrong.
Just like DG.
For example, give me.
DG. DG. Kozan.
Yeah, DG Kozan.
DG.
Zaman.
Minutes of the 14th November. What was it? Progress reporting all projects and challenges. What do we do here? What are we suggesting? No, they're too short. I can just read through so that we make some corrections. Minister, they are telling me. Minister Erin Susulu. Minister again, Dan, you have an understanding that. Isn't it your Minister Erin Susulu? It's finished. No, that's how me is out of order. Informed the committee that on 1st September 2004, a comprehensive housing plan for the development of integrated sustainable human settlement. Not human settlement. Okay, was approved by the cabinet. Before N2 Gateway project started, a survey was conducted where it was reported that 1,500 people were staying in Joe Slovo. She reported that the process is moving slowly as was anticipated due to problems encountered. She reported that among other problems, the withdrawal of land parcels. Land parcels by City of Cape Town that were initially made available for the development of these projects. That is Epping F8448 in Kukuletu, Drift Sands, Bardale and Potter. She informed the committee that the fire victims from Langa were relocated into two temporary relocation areas. sites in Intersite and Delft. The department had arranged bus services from Delft to Langa for school kids as well as for adults at the city center. There are mobile clinics, pay points also arranged by the department. Each TRA is marked corresponding with the house to be built, for each beneficiary. She further informed the committee that on 6 August 2007, Langa beneficiaries marched to Parliament and handed over a memorandum that they were not happy about the bonded houses to be built, next to where they are staying. It was also found that those beneficiaries that were not hit were not part of the 1,500 as was identified by the survey. And this one is correct.
What about
It's an area, ma.
Yes.
It's an Intersite. It is called Intersite. But I'm showing the receipt by Lingai. The farmer, the capital letter, la I.
She reported that amongst other problems, the withdrawal of land parcels by the city of Cape Town that were initially made available.
Why?
Yeah, but when you close, it should say retarded progress, because it says here in the first paragraph it says she reported progress moving slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But when you close it, it says she reported amongst other problems the withdrawal of land parcels. What about the withdrawal? It should say it also retarded progress. So we should only add the retarded progress at the after autumn before the full stop. Yeah, or affected progress, or if not retarded, or affected progress.
The minister stated the challenges as follows. Rent boycott by tenants on phase one, delayed by City of Cape Town to finalize lease agreement, resistance to relocate by Joe Slovo informal dwellers, always delayed the project. Delivery case by FMD is retarded due to the pending court case. Construction of bulk sewer cannot commence due to the location resistance, political instability, community dynamics. TRA constructed on service site. TRAs constructed on service sites earmarked for BNG houses due to shortage of land. The electrification of TRAs was also a challenge. The committee recommended that the City of Cape Town be invited to explain the withdrawal of land from entry gateway project, the fast track negotiation with ESCOM and DME on the electrification program. To engage the provincial and national departments and Twitter on rental in phase one. To engage the provincial and national department on render boycott. Now, I think we're going to shall we get on with community now? Balam kize, ya adoka, uma mta, ya seketa. Yekile, adoption of records. The committee went through the recent case oversight report and recent case oversight report. The committee went through the Eastern Cape and Western Cape oversight report. We are saying the committee went through the Eastern Cape and Western Cape oversight report and adopted with amendments. The report of the study October was also adopted with amendments. The committee's annual report was also adopted. The chairperson informed the committee that it had said that the committee had said the complex the most it not a had said of minutes that it still needs to adopt and he asked members to go through them and forward all amendments to the committee secretary so that they can be kept up. The chairperson informed the committee that it had set of minutes. That is still to be adopted. Fine. As soon as you receive the gift,
The 2.1, the committee went through the Eastern Cape oversight and the Western Cape oversight report.
So it was corrected that one.
On the report, you have to copy.
Yeah.
They copy. So then the Eastern Cape and Western Cape oversight report. Hill Municipality on the proper place. Deliberations, questions and responses by the municipality, provincial and national department. The committee wanted to know how far was the Imoza Hill Municipality with the rectification of houses in Tabon Bay settlement. Mr. Todala informed the committee that the project has not proceeded as per the agreement made with the department. The contractor completed only 11 houses and the municipality was waiting on the report from the NHDRC Council. The municipality has in desperation several times tried to contact the provincial department but failed to get any assistance. The committee
agreement made with the department. That's the agreement.
All
right. The committee queried with the municipality whether there are services in the project. The municipality reported that it was experiencing challenges as far as the services were concerned. The gravel road and water pipes have degenerated. The holes that were dug for septic tanks were a health hazard, and sanitation was inappropriate. The settlement also had no electricity. The municipality informed the committee that basic infrastructure was budgeted for, but had not been prioritized. NHDRC involvement was a concern from the committee. Mr. Shuba, assisted by Ms. Ndotini, informed the committee that the provincial department had engaged the NHDRC to rectify houses in the Ntabombeki settlement. The NHDRC embarked on a process to appoint a service provider by the end of March, but was still awaiting the geotech report. Mr. Tolera informed the committee that the NHDRC never forwarded a report as per the agreement. The rectification process could not start without that report. The municipality was not aware of the agreement. The National Department of Housing had entered into with the NHDRC. You are out of order. The committee that although the NHDRC had been invited, they did not show up to attend the meeting. The committee questioned the capacity of the municipality. Mr. Togela informed the committee that they had capacity to deal with housing sector plans as they had generated it. He said the provincial department has appointed a service provider to administer the project. Communication with provincial department was a concern as it was seen as a delaying factor. Mr. Tolera informed the committee that several attempts were made to communicate with the department regarding the project. Correspondence requesting assistance was forwarded, but no response was received. He further informed the committee that revalidation application forms were submitted, but no reply received. The committee wanted a report from the other projects, including their success and challenges. Mr. Tolera informed the committee that the progress is slow and that some houses had been built. Projects are challenged by a lack of effective monitoring and poor workmanship. The chairperson concluded by saying that provincial support is needed to ensure that project managers are closer to allocated housing projects. The issue of finances between the municipality and department also needed further attention, as this was also a major cause of delays. The chairperson emphasized that weekly or bi-weekly meetings between the three spheres of government should sit as suggested. Resolutions, the committee having held.
Can you name there which the chairperson concluded by saying that the provincial support is needed to ensure that project managers are closer to the allocation of housing projects. I think allocated doesn't come for that problem.
No, we allocated last week.
No, to the allocated. Yeah.
That you say that the chairperson concluded by saying that provincial support is needed to ensure that project managers are allocated closer to the housing project.
Yeah. Closer
to the housing project.
The horse must come before the cart.
Okay. Coming to
last one, Coming to the resolution, the committee, having checked all the challenges hindering these two municipalities, resolved that the provincial department be more forthcoming with the flow of communication and information. The 3CS must organize water trucks to transport water for both municipalities and as a matter of urgency. The 3CS needs to communicate and organize emergency toilets and electricity. National Department needs to follow up with special investigation units and get reports on projects from both municipalities. Project managers need to be employed and be based in the project to monitor progress. Outside the North District Municipality and the Provincial Department needs to fast track the construction of emergency houses for the people who are still living in tents. Outside the North District Municipality needs to forward the project implementation plan to the committee in 2 weeks' time.
Chairperson,
on D, National Department needs to follow up with Special Investigation Unit
and get reports on projects under investigation from both municipalities.
On projects under
investigation.
Sure. That's it, sorry. I'm getting. Mommy, that's on there. On the phone, my son. Thank you. How are you doing? I'm doing well. What's your January. Oh, I have. I've got one. That's the consideration in Nigeria. It's social housing. You need to learn. I remember. It's straightforward. Can we just adopt this name?
Okay.
Mamun Dazi Maba. Finish it. Woo! Hello, I got communication.
Tribunal which was abstaining yesterday from the management committee. What was saying that in the next meeting it must be prioritized.
I think with the minutes, in terms of our program, we need to get the announcement. Do you have an announcement? Correspondence. Okay. Yeah, members who have got this document in front of me, but it's going to be circulated to all members. Here we have agreed in our meeting yesterday as the management committee that the secretary should compile all the issues that we feel that we should make the follow-up from the department and the provinces and even the municipalities that we have visited. And then there's a suggestion that when these have been circulated, we're not going to deal with them today. The members are requested to look at them, and then in our next meeting, during your time, you add some issues that we need that can be included here, and then we look at it next time. And then there is an invitation for the 14th from the chamber of Wafat. Can I have it? Come on. I call it a little invitation. Mama, come here. No, sir. Thank you. This is an invitation from the Cape Regional Chamber, inviting the chairperson and the portfolio committee on housing. The content is sustainable development in slum areas. The growth of slum areas and the impact on the economy and people's living conditions is well known and a source of great concern. The chamber is pleased to announce that Mr. will address a meeting on innovative strategies to clear slum areas, increase income levels of slum dwellers, and convert the urban poor into middle communities. Mr. Melalo Romet, who hails from India, has been appointed by the Indian authorities to apply the strategies and rehabilitate. Mamela, this is the meeting here today. That is our meeting. To apply the strategies and rehabilitate over 600,000 slum dwellers in a number of Indian cities, regarded as some of the largest slum areas in Asia. The strategy focused on providing high quality infrastructure for health, income, knowledge, environment, social, cultural development, and intends to integrate the slum dwellers in the mainstream of the economy. And then by Leglege up, they are invited up as the committee. On behalf of the chamber, we cordially invite you to attend the meeting and interact with Mr. Mehta and other stakeholders with the aim to find possible solutions to the challenges around the slum areas in our urban environment. The meeting, the briefing is on the 14th at 15:30 at Cape Chamber House, 19 Louis Gardner Street, here in Cape Town.
Tomorrow.
So the members are invited to attend. So from the side of the opposition, do we get members that are going to join? You will send the name. Namaskar, automatically.
No, I don't think so. We are going to attend the president. Like
They were already volunteers. People are not have not volunteered. It's a minority, our opposition members. But those who can, they will make it. Those who cannot, it's not a big deal.
You understand? Those members who have gone, they'll come back and report to the committee. Through you, Chairperson, there are two things. One is the program of the committee, and I hope you have dealt with it. Did you?
We have dealt with the program for the bill.
Yes, my concern is that it doesn't incorporate the posture that we spoke about. When is the posture? We've agreed to. The hold of the committee. What date did you agree to? Yes, it must be incorporated in terms of the program. You understand? And also we said, there is here, it says that the briefing is on the, we'll stick to that program, speaking of the posture. And also it says here that the 20th is briefing by the department. We want the briefing by department to be on the 19th, because on this date we said we wanted to go and visit just the committee visit. I've discussed that with Jeff, and I've told them that the committee, the briefing by the department will be on the 19th, Tuesday. Yes, of course. Why shouldn't
we? Now we'll brief you about what we have discussed about the 19th and the 20th.
Okay.
There are some developments.
Okay.
So otherwise, we have agreed that we are going to start the process of the bill on the 19th. But we'll already brief you on the rest. But what we were raising, the issue of the program, committee program, unfortunately, we didn't have the copy from Colifa. I think we have to work around the sort of the protocol that next week we adopt it, yeah, integrated. Making agent, yeah, Nibule Lagakurma, Nina Patarabu.